Are you still kamote?
Hindi na. Tapos na yan. And then the sister asked, ano po trabaho ninyo? Sabi niya, nagtitinda po ako ng ibon. Sabi, so I said, ibon. Saan po ang mga ibon? Hindi po, sister. You yung po, yung store. Ano, ibon na pala.
May basher nga kayo, sabi niya. Napaka-improper naman ng mga madring to. Kasi ang lakas daw tumawa. Anong masasabi mo dyan, Sister Laura? Ikaw kasi yun eh. Ang lakas mo kasi tumawa. So, very improper daw. Parang ano naman daw, hindi tinuruan. Ganun. Anong say mo dyan? Hello, sisters! Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Father!
I am very happy the people. Napapa-English na naman po ako, guys. But the people are very happy, mga kapodcast natin, are very happy that you are finally back. I'd like to officially tell you that, you know, the episode with the sisters, the first one, is our highest rated episode by...
Wow.
A million percent.
Wow.
You know? Everyone was so happy to see you there. And that's why I had to have you back. But as you can see, mga kapodcast, we have new faces and one very old one. we have one familiar face and with new faces. But let's ask them to introduce themselves first of all. So sisters, who will go first?
Okay, good morning. I'm Sister Mary Jane Alibo. I am from Davao del Norte.
Okay, Filipino pala. Oh, Filipino naman yung isa. Oh, from Davao ka pala, sister?
Yes, Father. I am a Cebuano. No, Father.
Ano ba yung mali iniisip mo? Alright, and then, who's next?
Hello, I am Sister Daisy Pondaa. I am from Indonesia.
From Indonesia, where
yes,
is that?
Yes, North Sulawesi, malapit sa Davao.
Ha? Huh?
So neighbor kami,
Father.
So you just crossed from the small boat?
Back door.
you can do it, yes.
Okay, so I think the immigration officials are watching right now. And sister, of course.
Yeah, I'm Sister Laura from Sabah.
Are you still kamote?
Hindi na. Tapos na yan.
They loved it, sister, that you're kamote and they're waiting for you to become kamote Q. So, okay, we have three sisters from three different parts of the world, three different countries, right? So, napakagaling naman. Ito, Sister Jane ay taga Davao and then Indonesia, Malaysia. All right, nako. All beautiful stories, I'm sure. But sister, since you two are new in the show, mm-hmm. we'd like to ask you our favorite question because this is the question all the guests here have to go through.
Ano kaya?
Kabahan kami.
No? Nako, sister, this is so basic because I'm sure people ask you this all the time.
Okay.
So it's about how did God call you to the sisterhood, all right?
Oh.
So, who wants to go first?
Okay, I will go first, Father.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, Father,
Pwede mag-Tagalog, sister. Hayaan mo sila.
Okay.
Bay lang.
Intindihan na namin.
Okay po, Father. So, yung vocation ko po, no, nag-start talaga yan sa Father. Nung magkasakit po yung aking father.
Ha? Ano? Di ba yan kasi, galing sa sakit?
Yes, Father. Kasi, ano, yung... Ako kasi ang eldest.
Okay.
No? I came Ilang from kayo? A poor family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are four also. I am the eldest. Ako lang po. That time, ako pala ang nasa college. No? And then...
Okay.
So, nung malaman ko po na nagkasakit yung father ko, I am not yet ready. Kasi alam mo naman sa atin, sa mga Filipinos, di ba, pag eldest, you will take the...
Yeah, lalo na pag ate, no?
Oo, yung responsibility.
I don't know why, no? Pag ate,
opo,
mabigat
so,
ang ano.
Opo, and then...
You understand?
I make a bargain to the Lord that if He will not allow that my father will undergo a medication, because I have no knowledge about medications, Father, because yun nga, first time namin na magkaroon ng
ganung
magkasakit sa family. Sa family. So, nakipag-bargain ako, Lord, kung hindi mo i-allow, I will become a sister. No, yung ganun. Mm-hmm. But, to cut the story short, hindi yun inalaw ni Lord. So, natakot din ako, Father.
Bakit?
Kasi, syempre, I made a promise.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Ah, so, tinupad niya yung sign niya of the bargain.
Yes, Father.
Oh, yeah, kasi, gusto mo yan, ha? Sabi niya.
So, and then, I cannot tell my parents, no? Kasi nga, syempre, akin lang yun, no? Akin lang yung ano. Pero, so, ano, kasi first year pa ako that time, college, no? Second sem. So, nagtuloy-tuloy. Working student din ako that time, Father. So, yun. Nagtuloy-tuloy lang ako sa pag-aaral. And then, medyo okay naman din yung father ko. Nung mag-third year college na po ako, mayroong pumuntang mga madre at saka mga pare doon sa, ano, sa university namin. Di na-remind ka ako doon sa... Remind
so, kinilimutan mo.
Oo.
Kunwari, wala na lang nangyari.
Yes, Father.
Very good ka dyan.
Oo. And then, yung mayroon ng ano, sabi ko sa friend ko, hala, ito na yata yun. Siningil na ako ni Lord. So, sabi ko, sige, mag-inquire na nga ako kung paano yung mag-madre. Kasi, syempre, wala din akong alam, no? Kung paano. And then, nung mag-inquire ako, kasi hindi ko alam na may iba't ibang congregation, Father. Although, lagi akong nagsisimba, but yung exposure with the religious, wala, Father. Kasi we are in the province, no? So, nung in-interview na ako, Father, sinabihan ako, hindi daw ako pwede kasi I am the eldest and from poor family.
Ibang madre ito? Hindi pa ito daughters?
Ay, hindi pa, Father. Okay. So, hindi pa sila, hindi pa yung daughters of Singapore.
But parang first time nyo lang to. Is it the first time you're hearing this?
More detail ngayon.
Okay. So, ganun, Father. So, di tuwang-tuwa ako kasi sabi, hindi daw ako pwede. O, sabi, tuwang-tuwa ako. Di tuloy ako sa pag-aaral. And then, hanggang sa mga nag-graduate na ako, pumunta sa Davao City kasi to find greener pasture, no? So, doon, nag-ano ako na, basta kung anong mapasukan ko, basta malinis na trabaho. So, to cut the story short, nag-ano ako sa, ano yan, may Gaisano Mall doon. So, every Saturday before mag-open, mayroong charismatic na Catholic charismatic. So, nag-join ako doon.
Ano to? Ano parang El Shaddai? Ganun,
hindi,
ano?
Father. Another group din siya. Pero kasi about the Word of God. So, nagka-interest ako. Kasi I also love to read the Word of God, no? So, yun sabi ko, ay maganda ito. So, nag-join ako. So, yung mga kasama ko sa aking department, na-notice nila na lagi akong nag-join. Sabi nila, nung mag-break kami, sabi niya, uy, punta tayo sa Daughters of St. Paul. Sabi ko, ano yung Daughters of St. Paul? Sabi niya, ay, may mga madre, mayroon silang store. Kasi doon sa Davao City, Father, no? Diba, kung nakapunta ka na po doon, di ba yung store tapos mayroong chapel? Kasi ganun naman talaga yung ano namin, bookstore, mayroong chapel. Then sabi niya, ay talaga, so gusto-gusto ko yung chapel. So yun na, nung first time ko magpasok doon, Father, nung mabasa ko yung mga nandoon, no, sa ating, di ba, sa ating mga altar, mayroong nakasulat dyan na, do not be afraid, I am with you, from here I will enlighten you.
Every Pauline chapel will have that, no?
Yeah,
so alam niyo yun na, sa amin yun. Kapag may... Ano nga ulit yung words?
Do not be afraid. I am with you. From here, I will enlighten you. Be sorry for your sins.
Okay. You heard that, sister, ha? Be sorry for
so,
your sins.
Nung mabasa ko yan, Father, parang feeling ko si God yung kumakausap sa akin. That's... Basta, I really
cried. Be sorry for running away.
So, yun ang nangyari, Father. Grabe talaga yung impact sa akin, no? I really cried. And then, I prayed. Just a simple prayer that, Lord, whatever you want me, please guide me and show me the way. So, yun yun ang prayer. So, from that time on, every day, I really visit the Blessed Sacrament.
Every day?
Yes, Father. Oh, every break time. Wow. I really, I really give time to, at least, to visit, no? So, yun ang ano ko talaga, Father. No?
Ang galing. Okay, so, nasingil ka na ni Lord. Gusto ko yung tinakasan mo si Lord.
Pero hindi pa yun doon, Father, ha? Kasi, you know, napansin ng mga mother na lagi akong nag-visit doon. So, in-invite ako mag-join ng search. And sabi ko, ay, I have no time. I have no time. Kasi kung sa department store, every day, mayroon, kahit Sunday, di ba, may pasok. And then, sabi ko, kung isa, yung free day, ay, sayang naman yung time ko. Wala naman akong ginagawa. At nag-duty din ako. Sabi na, ah, basta mag-join ka pang ano, mayroon kaming mga activities. So, nahiya naman ako, Father. No? Pinagbigyan ko na yung isang recollection, Advent recollection. And then, during that recollection, pina-sign kami ng ano, yung biodata. No? Mga basic information lang, no? Nako.
Para.
Nako, from that, ano, after nung, kasi matapos na yung contract ko, sabi ko, uuwi ako sa amin kasi doon ako mag-spend ng Lent sa amin kasi feeling ko, mas maganda sa probinsya kasi very distractive doon sa Davao City. Parang yun ang feeling ko. Uh-huh. Sabi nila, ah, okay, so yun. Sabi ko, so hindi nyo ako makikita, sister, kasi uuwi ko sa amin. Nako, nagulat ako, Father, kasi nung after Easter, pumunta doon yung isa naming madre. Nagulat na lang ako kasi nagpunta na siya doon sa amin.
Sa bahay mo?
Yes po, Father. Kasi daw kakausapin ako ng ano, vocation directress.
Alam mo, ayaw din niyang gawin yun. Kasi sabi ni Lord, may utang sa akin. Puntahan mo sila sa bahay.
So yun na, doon na talaga nag-umpisa na... ano no, sabi ko, oh, sige po sister, ano na lang sister, susunod na lang po ko ako kasi ano, syempre mag-aayos pa ako ng mga gamit, ganun no. And then pina-take ako ng exam, sabi ko, anak ko, wala man akong study, paano ako makaano, hindi ako ready no. Sabi ko, oh, bahala na Lord, sige take lang ako ng exam. Whole day yun, Father, nag-take ako ng exam no.
Ang haba pala ng exam ng yes, daughter sa Singapore.
Oh, that time, oh po, sa
kala niyo pa kami.
Yeah, that time, Father, no, but this time it's...
Ano yun? Academic exam o mga psychological?
Kompleto na po, Father.
Ah, halo-halo na. Alright, so sige. Yun. Tapos?
And then, so pagka mga April yun or May, basta pagka June, natanggap ko na yung result. Tapos sabi na ano daw, natanggap daw ako, Father. Tapos sabi ko, naku sister, sa ano pa ako papasok? 2000. Year 2000. Kasi 1999 yata.
Ang matagal na pala to.
Opo, Father. Okay. And then, nung pagka November pa lang ng 1999, doon na nag-umpisa, Father, na nagda-doubt na naman ako sa vocation ko. Kasi nagkasakit yung mother ko. So, no, kailangan mag-stop ng pag-aaral ng sister ko para mag-take care sa mother ko. So, sabi ko, naku, paano na lang yan? And then, pagka January, my father also, nagkasakit din po. So, sabi ko, naku, parang I am not at peace that I will enter the convent in that condition. Kasi ako ang eldest, no? So, sabi ko, hindi ko kayang iwanan yung family ko. So, nung pagka-March, nagkita uli kami ng vocation, ano, sabi ko, sister, kahit naramdaman ko na mayroon akong vocation, pero I cannot leave my family. So, nag-decide ako na maybe yung religious life is not for me. So, nag-ano talaga ako na I will not enter. Pero napakasakit talaga sa akin, Father. And then, nung pagka-ano, sabi ko, sige lang. At inano nila ako kung gusto ko bang mag-work sa Daughters of St. Paul. Sabi ko, i-grab ko yung opportunity. Kasi for me, I thought na hindi na ako matuloy sa pagmamadre. So, at least, even if hindi ako magpasok sa pagmamadre, I can participate already in the mission, no?
Yes, yes.
No, as big Pauline lay mission partner. So, yun ang idea ko, Father. So, sabi nila na kahit ano lang ang sahod, but for me, I am happy and contented already.
So, natrabaho ka with the Daughters of St. Paul?
Yes po, Father. I was the first na lay mission partner na cashier doon sa Davao City.
Oh.
Yes, I worked there for almost 3 years. And then, nung pagka 2000, kasi 2002 ako nag-decide na I will not enter. Mm-hmm. And then, nung 2002, yung superior doon, one afternoon, tinanong niya ako, sabi niya, oh, kumusta na yung vocation mo? Tapos sabi ko, ano, bakit na sister? Pwede pa ba ako? Kasi accepted na ako as aspirant, no? Kasi nga, oo, ikaw lang ang inaano, ikaw lang ang inihintay. Sabi, grabing iyak ko, father, kasi syempre nandoon ko, na-feel ko pa rin talaga na mayroon. Kaso lang, because of the situation, no, sa family. And that time also, medyo nakaluwang-luwang ako kasi nung magkasakit yung mother and father ko, nagkaroon na ako maraming utang, father. Oo, so kaya sabi ko, ayaw ko rin mag-ano, no? So, yun. Eh, medyo nung 2002, medyo okay na. So, yun, sabi ko, nag-devotion ako sa Holy Eucharist, Father. Every day, I will already attend the Mass, but not in the Daughters of St. Paul, no? Kasi kahit na may Mass sila doon, but doon ako sa Cathedral? Kasi ayokong makita nila. And my, ano talaga, prayer, no? Is yung, Lord, kung will mo talaga na I will become a sister, sana yung tuloy-tuloy na yung journey ko. No, and God is so good. 2003, yun na, pumasok na po ako until this time. And I am happy to be here, to Amen. Be part of the Daughters of St. Paul.
Imagine from utang to... Ang tanong ko, sister, tapos ka na ba magbayad? Utang mo kay Lord?
Hopefully, Father. And I'm still young. Kaya yung ano ko, Father, yung nung sa part din ng prayer ko na if I will respond, my intention, my motivation is to really to express my gratitude to the Lord for all that He has done to my family. No? Kasi for me, ang dami-daming grasya ang natanggap ko na yun na wala akong pwedeng maibigay sa kanya, kundi yung life ko.
No. Ganun. Nakakatawa naman grace. Yung ganun nag-start, no?
With His grace.
May bargaining. Do you advise that to people? Pag tinatanong pa, sister, okay lang ba yun? Mag-bargain kay Lord?
In my experience, maybe it's okay only, Father, no?
So bakit yung naging madre ka nga, inahanap mo yung vocation mo. Kukontra ba tayo doon? Diba? Oo nga. O sige, Sister Daisy.
Ako na.
It's your ako turn. Na. Oo, magtatagalog ka ba?
Mix.
Okay. Sister, okay. How was it? What brought you to the Philippines?
I don't know.
Okay, so there's daughters in Indonesia.
Actually, no.
No daughters in
Indonesia? No daughters now.
Daughters of St. Paul in Indonesia?
No, not yet.
So you're the first one?
Yes,
I was. Oh my gosh! You are a historical figure. Yeah. Dapat meron kang statue in Indonesia.
Ay, nako.
Okay, sister, what happened?
Okay, actually, how? First time I know the Daughters of St. Paul because they came to my parish.
The daughters like to go to the
Pinoy. Yeah, they and, went to the my parish in a small town.
Not your house.
In my parish. In my parish, they are doing a vocation campaign. Pero wala ako dyan kasi I was working.
Okay.
It was Sunday. Hindi ako nagsim.
Teka, you're working as what, sister?
I was working in the one of the department store in the management office.
Pareho kayo, ha?
I was the, how do you call it? Fitting out officer. So kung meron bagong tenant, I am the one checking their design. Kasi my background is architecture.
Oh, you're an architect, sister? Yeah, so, my gosh. So,
pero sandali lang yan, less than 1 year.
But you're a licensed architect, sister.
No, kasi in our country, not really necessary.
Ah, okay.
Pero it's good if you have, but it's good, better if you have. Better. Yeah. In my time. Pero ngayon, ano na, iba na.
Okay.
Iba nun. So they came to my parish. So these two sisters,
while you were not there. Yeah.
Because I was in another town.
Okay.
So they met my parents. So they make a vocation campaign. So after the mass, They talk like that. And then my parents approached the sister. Sabi ng parents ko, mother ko, may anak ako, gusto na magmadre. Hindi ko na nagsabi ko sa mga
So where did she get that idea?
Hindi ko alam kung saan.
Are you the only daughter?
No. Two. We were three in the family.
Uh-huh. You're the what?
I am the eldest.
You're the eldest. Yeah. Okay. And then,
tapos brother, tapos my sister. No? Mm-hmm. Siguro maybe because they saw me, but before I was quite, not really active, but I'm in the parish, I'm with the children, teaching in Sunday.
Wait, these sisters were Filipinas? No.
Two sister, one Filipina, one Malaysian.
Okay.
Sister Monina and Sister Rosalie.
Okay, so they volunteered you. They told them that you want to become.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
Until now, I forgot always to ask my parents, saan nakita yung idea na gusto ko?
Sana all father, no? Nagkano ng mga parents.
Pero okay lang.
Hindi rin maganda yun kasi there are many people na sabi nga, di ba, ang may bukasyon yung nanay. Wala naman talagang bukasyon yung anak. But it's good for you, sister, ha? Okay.
Yun, I discovered pala recently, my mother talaga, gusto niya maging madre before daw.
Oh! Sabi
niya, that's why. Pero hindi natuloy.
So she wanted you to be the one?
Yeah, something like that.
But did she tell you that before this?
No, only recently.
No,
never. Recently lang.
Okay, mga nanay talaga.
Talaga, oo. They are very supportive talaga. So, when I went home in the evening, my mother told me, "Daisy, oh, I met this sister." Or ganon. Sabi ko, "Ala, ano kaya to?" Gusto niya ko mag-madre. So my mother told me.
Did you have a boyfriend then, sister?
At that time, no boyfriend that time. Wala.
Ah?
Available that time. Available.
Okay,
so in the evening, my mother told me, okay, no problem. I will just see the sister, Ma'am Sigi. So the next day, I met the sister in the another, because they were staying in the one of the congregation there in the city, in Manado. Uh-huh. So I look for them. My mother accompanied me.
Uh-huh.
Because I have working that time, so during my break time for lunch, instead of lunch, I went out to see my mother, and we went to see the sisters.
And then?
So that's the start.
Okay, so you when you heard that your mother volunteered you to be a nun, to be a sister, you said, okay, ganun lang?
Hindi, I mean, okay, I just want to see the sister and see how it will, ano ba?
Ah, so curious ka lang,
yes,
curious.
Yes, oo.
So what happened?
Hindi ko din alam.
Sister, are you sure about sister? I think she's just...
My mother showed me the brochure of the sister. Tapos I saw, wow, may antenna. No. May books. Tapos abroad pa, father. Oh, Malaysia, Philippines. Okay ito ah. Let's try.
Wait. The idea that you have to study abroad in the Philippines appealed to you. You
because,
liked it?
Yeah, because I like... he's traveling. Oh, shoot.
Ah, you like to travel?
Kahit saan lang.
Wow.
Because since I was small, elementary lang, I can already travel by myself to go to another city.
Ah, iba.
Yeah. Oh. My parents already let me go.
Wow. Okay.
So, that's why.
Okay, so did any other Indonesian join you?
Yeah, actually there were several. Mga tatlo na yata. Pero...
No, when you entered.
When I entered, hindi. Ako lang mag-isa.
Wow. So you're really a pioneer.
Oo da.
Okay, and then sister, you arrived in the Philippines.
I arrived first sa Malaysia. Sa KL.
Ah, doon muna.
I entered through KL. Kasi, kasi I need to learn language. English.
What did you need to learn?
English. Kasi English is not our ano ba?
So you studied English in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Because Malaysian and Indonesian, they're not the same. The language.
We have the same language. We can understand each other.
Is it exactly
Bahasa.
The same?
No, it's as a little ano lang.
It's different.
The structure.
How different? Is it like Cebuano in Tagalog or
ano?
Much closer?
The closer, very close.
Okay. So it's close. Batangas Tagalog and
Bulacan
Tagalog.
Something
like that. Okay.
Like that. Mm.
So you can understand each other in Malaysia. That's why they sent you there.
Uh-huh.
I think, huh? I'm just deducing. And then there you studied English.
Yes.
How many of you were studying English?
Ako lang.
Grabe, special talaga to si sister. And then, was it easy for you?
Because in school, since elementary, meron man kaming subject, English.
Ah, okay.
Elementary to high school. Pero we did not practice. So somehow, I've already the background ba, about English.
How long was that?
I stay in Malaysia for 6 months. I study 4 months.
English?
Yes.
And then, the next step is?
Philippines na.
Okay. So, in the Philippines, you had to study Tagalog?
No, we don't study. Just by learning,
so how
asking,
did you learn?
Just asking, listening, talk to the children in the mission.
So, what did you do there in the mission? Can you tell us?
Marami.
Yeah. So what was memorable in your mission? Anything that when you were learning or adjusting to Philippine culture? What did you have anything that it was that you happened to you or you said that's
there
unusual?
There is a that time ano pa ako postulan ba or no no visa? I cannot recall about you know if Filipino pronounce V and P right? V is this somehow similar V and P, like I cannot remember
V
the,
and P
like
are
like,
similar.
I mean like when you pronounce the word V but come out B B pala B
B
B, B not P like that. So like usual is summer mission. So we visited houses tapos in one house meron isang babae na kumusta but I was two of us so the sister asked kumusta po kayo? Something like that. And then, ordinary conversation ba? And then the sister asked, ano po trabaho ninyo? Sabi niya, nagtitinda po ako ng ibon. Sabi, so I said, ibon. Saan po ang mga ibon?
Okay, nag-gets ko na ako ng ibon.
So sabi, isang marunin.
Nag-gets ko ng ibon.
Hindi po sister,
yun
po, yung ano, Avon na pala. That's the time, oh. Avon pa.
Hindi ko rin naintindihan yung Avon. Pero Avon products.
Avon products. Oh. Because I heard it's Avon. Oh, Avon. Ano, sige.
So you look for lovebirds,
pa. I don't know, for the threesome. That's it. Ay, nako.
So did you buy?
No.
Avon products. So there, so after that you became when did you become perpetual the two of you?
Can you May 2019.
So Mar that lang. Means you're a nun sister forever. May. Uh-huh. And you sister Jane?
2015, the 100 years of our congregation.
Wow.
Kaya doon kami nag perpetual professa mother house sa Alba.
Oh,
Italy.
Alba pala.
Oh, wow. Yes. How many of you were there?
We were 3 in our batch in the PMPT kasama namin si Sister Rosling sa Malaysia. Pero hindi nag-decide siya na sa Malaysia siya dahil lang ang parents niya no.
The father
is sick kasi para maka din sa kan kasi wala din yung parents niya yung mag first profession so at least sa perpetual profession nandoon yung family niya
All right, so 2015 2019 sister, just to review, when was your 1922?
No,
2017.
Alright, kamote ka pa. You're very silent today, sister.
I'm listening to their vocation story.
Okay, sisters, thank you for sharing your vocation stories. Nakakatuwa. Hindi kami nagsasawa dyan. Kasi talagang, every vocation story has a lesson na... Tsaka baka may nakikinig kasi na baka dun sila makarelate dun sa paraan na yon ng pagtawag ni Lord, di ba? Kasi hindi nga yun pare-pareho. Ito si sister, nangungutang kay Lord. Ayan, siningil. Sister na nahimik sa Indonesia, tumawid pa ng dagat. Talaga naman, no? First Indonesian daughters of St. Paul. Someday, you will have a statue in the house of the daughters of St. Paul. Sister, Lori, the first Malaysian?
Ano?
No. Sa may mga nauna na.
Yes.
Oo. But, pero ngayon, how many Indonesians are like aspirants? Ganyan? Meron ba? Marami ba? Ikaw lang, ikaw pa rin. Okay. Wala kang statue.
Kasi mahirapan kasi magkuha ng vocation, father, dahil wala nga kami doon bahay.
Ay, second sister, did you, sorry, ganun mo yung mic, baka hindi ka marinig. Mm-hmm. Sister, did you grow up Catholic? You were born baptized Catholic?
So my parents, grandparents, all are Catholics.
So there are many Catholics in Indonesia?
Yes. 2%, almost 3% of the population.
Oh, that's a lot.
But actually, my province, most of them are Protestant. Protestant was the majority. Protestant
Christians are the majority Christians. Yeah,
in my province.
Ah, all right.
Yes.
But in all of Indonesia?
Muslim. Like Malaysia, the same.
Okay. Eh, si Sister Davao, marami din. Pero marami din Christians sa Davao.
Yes.
Ayun, ang galing. All right. So sisters, I also wanted to bring you back because sabi ko nga, your episode, the previous one, no? Was our, you know, by and large, the most
viewed
and commented on episode. And actually, 99% of the comments are very positive. Ang dami nagsabi, Father, nako, this is the best episode ever. Father, wow. I love your show. It lightens our hearts and makes us forget our problems. Ganon. So, kudos daw to Sister Laura and Sister Pam.
Wow.
You made it and you're so kamote daw, sister.
Wow.
Ayan. So, but of course, there are some questions now that are, some are just, you know, because people don't know anything about sisters, no?
Yeah.
So, and then some are also negative comments. Are you ready, sister? You have bashers and that means you're popular na. You've arrived. Because you have bashers now. So let's start with the simple ones. Okay. So one of them asks, bakit daw or why is it that sisters are in wearing habits but the priests are not? So I'd like you to answer that first. Who among you? Oh, bato. Sister Laura, it's your
Sister
chance.
Lord, kasi hindi
because you're like a palamuti there. You're like a decoration there. It's your chance. So why is there a habit? What is the purpose of that?
Ano ba purpose natin? What is the purpose?
Maybe to let the people know that we are consecrated, no?
Mm-hmm.
Sign of consecration.
Okay. So it's a testament to the world.
Yes.
To make people know that you are living this particular
kind of vocation.
Even without talking about it. And important yun. There's value in that. And actually, there are many male congregations that wear their habits all the time. Kunyari, Franciscans, di ba? I mean, there are different congregations. And iba-iba yung ano. So, not just the sisters, no? But some male congregations also wear their habits all the time. And there are also female congregations who don't wear the habit anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
Di ba? I think some daughters in other countries,
yes, Father, in
they're
Brazil,
not wearing their habits na. Yeah. Ano na suot nila? Nakamaong na sila?
Ano naman? Nakaskirt pa rin. But wala lang silang veil.
And
they wear mga white na.
Medyo mas nagbe-blend in na sila sa tao.
Yes.
Yeah. Ay, kasi naman din, may advantage din naman minsan yung hindi ka nila alam, no, at first. No, you get to blend in, people show their more, candid side kasi hindi nila alam. Pag tinanong ka lang nila, tsaka nila malalaman, ay, pare-pare.
But in Asian, very important yan.
Yeah. Pero sister, bakit daw iba-iba yung habit ng mga madre? May black, may white, may pink, may blue, may mix and match of colors. Di pa ako nakakita ng polka dots, no? Baka makapag may makaisip ng ganun. Pero sister, may significance ba daw yon? Bakit iba-iba? Or why for daughters, why is it like that?
No, okay. I think I will answer this question. But I will speak in the perspective of the daughter of St. Paul. So, if you will go to the other countries of the daughter of St. Paul, you will find it that actually, we also have a different habit. The color, because it depends with the environment. For example, in India, they use sari.
And the daughters in India?
Yes. Oh. Some of them, they use sari. It's like the color is like orange like that, because it's also for the culture, cultural purposes. And then if also if you go to Korea, they have their own color of the habit because of the weather is cold. So it's also have to go with the environment. But for us, the daughter of Saint Paul in Philippines, I guess and I believe that because Philippines, they really love Mama Mary. So they choose color blue. But in the beginning, the daughter of Saint Paul, they wear the same color with the one in Rome. It's a brown.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but black. But then when they came to Philippines, Philippines is a hot country. So it's not practical to use black, that you have to go to the mountain, to have to visit the family, and you have a very long habit, and it's very hard to go up to the hill because you have to visit. So that's why along the way also the sister have to be practical, and they decided to wear blue because the love of Mama Mary. And as a daughter of Saint Paul from Malaysia, we are also under the Philippine province, so we also adopt the same habit. So if it's from Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, Thailand, Indonesia, and China, we will have the same habit. But if you go to Pakistan, they are wearing another Punjabi suit.
Iba pa.
Yes. Only the things that can distinguish that we are the daughter of Saint Paul is we have this one.
Oh, the distinctive.
Yes.
That's called a distinctive. No,
this is the insignia. Yeah. We call it insignia. Uh-huh. So if you will see the daughter of Saint Paul, a person wear this, even though their habit is different, we know that this is a daughter of Saint Paul.
Okay. Maybe we can put a picture here. No? But what does it say? What does it look like?
Actually, this is a Bible. And then this is the antenna. And then at the back is our founder.
Antenna again.
Yes, the antenna. It's very significant for us because of social communication. And St. Paul. So that's
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen the back side. It's only now that I saw the back side.
It's St. Paul.
Okay, St. Paul. Oh, yeah. Very good. I learned something new today.
Father, there's something written. I cannot read my old glasses.
Yeah, but there's also text.
According to my gospel.
According to my gospel. Okay.
In
Latin.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, wow. Yeah. Sister, there's actually one who asked, why do you have to cover your hair? It's just like that? And actually, one asked if you have short hair, long hair. Is it prescribed? Like, what kind of hair you have behind inside the habit in the ano or wala basta naka-cover.
Actually there is no problem. Even you have a long hair, you have short hair, it's no problem. But normally for practical purposes, the sister always have a short hair because we have to buy shampoo. So it's very expensive if your hair is long. And to dry it. And then we are also have to be always in the hurry. So if your hair is long, you take time to let your hair dry. So normally we just have a short hair.
Baka nagpakulay pa kayo ng buhok.
No. We don't have that budget.
It's expensive.
So kung may budget kayo,
kulay
pink na yung buhok mo, sister.
No, it's not necessary. No, I mean...
Baka naka-curler kayo pag natutulog, gano'n.
No, we don't do that. No time.
No, kasi nga, di ba? And someone asked din, kung kayo lang ba sa bahay, do you take it off? Or you still wear your habits?
We take it off, Father, especially if we have mga celebrations, no? Because for us, no, in the Daughters of Saint Paul, every month we have that, we call it a celebration of life.
Oh.
So we'll gather together to celebrate those who celebrate birthday for that month. And then it's up to the liturgist or what activity they will plan to organized. So example, during Christmas, so we will wear because we will have the group, no, we were divided into groups to present about the nativity, about the the Magi, like that. So we will take off our
habit kasi you need
also
to take a costume.
Yes. We will wear costumes.
But what about kunyari, magwawalis ka, ay naku, ang init, you just take it out. It's okay? Or you just have to wear it? O naghuhugas kayong plato, ganun. Kayo-kayo lang.
Sometimes we'll remove father, but not all the time.
Paano pag outing, sister?
Oh, outing, we also take it off, especially when we go for swimming.
Eh, kasi kami nagtanong talaga, paano daw mag-swimming ang madre? Sabi ko, hindi lumalangoy. But I guess they're pertaining to, meron ba kayong habit for swimwear? Para ba itong Miss Universe? Swimwear outfit. Wow.
May particular din talaga sa mga, kung upon entering, we have a particular ano, so for swimming. But ang ano namin is yung purontong father. T-shirt.
Teka, required yan? Ganun ang suot?
Hindi, yun lang
yun. Yun lang yung nakasanayan yun.
Basta mayroong pansiming na magagamit.
So, hindi kayo nakaganito?
Hindi, Father.
No. O kaya,
paano kami mag-enjoy?
Akala ko meron kayong version ng habit niya na pang-swimming. Tapos meron kayong swim cap. Yung pang-Olympics.
Wala.
So, hindi na. Basta, ganun din ba, kunyari, nung kayo ng sine, ganun? Pwede na yung kaganyan na kayo? Or okay lang ba? Nanonood ba kayo ng sine?
Oo naman.
Sa sinihan na, hindi yung sa bahay.
Especially Father, kasi part din yan ng ano ng aming apostolate, no? Mayroon talaga mga particular na mga sisters assigned for that na mag-watch ng ano movies kasi mag ano sila ng review. To give parang may guidelines din para sa mga manonood, no? So, meron ganun. So, pag mga ganyan, kasi any kinds of movies, kasi nga, mag-ano ng review, so yun, nag-aalis sila ng habit.
Okay.
Pero kung ano lang, yung manood lang na ano, ganito lang din suot namin.
Okay. Tapos, sister, ito may nagtanong, bakit daw ang lakas yung tumawa?
Sige na, sister.
Kasi meron, marami talaga nag-comment na nagulat sila. Bakit daw tumatawa yung mga madre? So feeling niyo ba rare yun na tumatawa yung madre? Ano masasabi niyo dyan?
Actually, madre is also a human being. So when you are human being, it's impossible that you will not laugh. No? So we are laughing also.
And we always ano na comment yan, Father. Marami na kami na encounter. Kasi nga especially no kung ano sila sa schools, no, mga madre yung mga teachers doon. So may mga ano sila, mai-compare din kami kasi kami missionary. So mas ano kasi kami sa mga tao ba? So
mas bubad kayo sa tao.
Sa mga tao na para sa akin lang sa experience ko kasi one time nung I was still a novice, no, nagpunta kami sa malayong lugar doon sa Quezon province na nag ano lang talaga kami doon for 2 weeks na stay kami doon, no, malayong malayo talaga siya kaya yung sasakyan namin iniwan namin sa San Francisco and then nag ano na kami yung nakisakay kami sa jeep pagdating para makadating doon sa mission area na yon. Tapos yung mga kabataan talaga na nagugulat sila. Pati yung kahit yung mga ibang tao kaya after nung ano pag makita nila na umuwi na kami doon kung saan kami pinatira, doon din sila pag magkwento habang kumakain kami tang kwentuhan kasi ano yung sa mga experiences sa mission, no. Tapos marinig namin sila, ala, tumatawa din pala ang mga madre. Tapos sabi namin, oo, kasi tao din kami.
Oo, talaga ba? Kasi nga, may basher nga kayo, sabi niya, napaka-improper naman ang mga madre to. Kasi ang lakas daw tumawa. Anong masasabi mo dyan, Sister Laura? Ikaw kasi yun eh. Ang lakas mo kasi tumawa. So, very improper daw. Parang ano naman daw, hindi tinuruan, gano'n. Anong say mo dyan?
For us, our congregation, we are encouraged to laugh. Kasi it's a therapy, right? Oh. This time, no, people always say that. I think you heard also they said that laughter is the best medicine. So you don't need pills for that. Maybe, I'm sorry to say that, maybe the one who have that impression about us, maybe they are, that is pre-Vatican. Because during the pre-Vatican, the sister is really trained like that, no?
Ah, kailangan. Sound of Music, right?
Yes, you really, and then if you will laugh, maybe you will be punished. But then, if you are doing this kind, if this time you are doing it, the people cannot go near to you. Yeah. You will be very distant. So what is the purpose of to be with the people, no? You should be in, not you should be out.
Oh.
Because it's very difficult also when you will see the sister is very serious. For me, I will be turned off. I will not go near the sister.
No. Baka nung pinuntahan si Sister Daisy,
Father, additional ba? We laugh in a proper place.
Yeah.
Nag-pray-pray ka naman kung nag-laugh.
When we pray, you will not, even if you go to our chapel, when we pray, you will see that we are very silent.
But, talaga ba? Yes. Akala ko humahalaka kayo pag nasa chapel.
Sometimes may bloopers.
Yes.
Ganun-ganun ba?
But not, no sound.
Even for us, even at 9 p.m., we already silent.
Ah, there's a
silence.
Yes,
there is a silence from 9 and then until it the silence will be break after breakfast. It's mean from 9 p.m. until breakfast time. That's the time that we start to laugh like that. That's
in the Daughters of St. Paul. Yes. Pinapaalala nga namin po sa lahat na iba-iba po kasi yan, no?
Yes.
Different congregations. Yung iba talaga na yun talaga yung spirituality nila siguro. Bawal tumawa.
Yes.
So, bawal maging maingay. Oh, so, they're trained to be very prim and proper. Kanila yon. Pero kayo, yun. Kaya nga kayo tumatak sa madla dahil sa taong-tao daw kayo. Sabi ko, baka rin sa Madre Alien. sige, sister, thank you very much. Can we get any final words? I mean, we'd like to invite them for something. Baka may nakikinig na gustong magmadre or na anong kanilang imagination. Parang okay po lang magmadre. So, what final messages would you like to give?
So, for me, no, sa mga, halimbawa, mayroong naka-feel na may iba pa kayong mga curiosity. So, pwede rin kayo mag-message sa aming, mayroon din kaming page, no? Pauline Vocations PH.
Mm-hmm.
No? Kasi
sa Facebook yan.
Yes, all right, Father. All right. Para kung mayroon kayong, baka mahiya kayo kay Father. So, pwedeng dumiretso na kayo doon sa aming page, sa Facebook page, Pauline's Vocation PH.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yung may interested on yun, kung interested you can kasi kami ni Sister Daisy ang admin doon. So
are you both working on the vocation team? I see. So message lang kayo, and again, it doesn't have, hindi naman po kayo kikidnapin ng mga madre pag nagtanong kayo.
Yes.
Diba? Huwag lang kayo mangutang kay Lord.
At saka hindi naman ibig sabihin na pag magtanong kayo, magmadre na kayo. No.
Uh-oh.
No, hindi naman ganun. We are just here to accompany, to give enlightenment. So, ganun lang. So, later on, kung ma-feel niya talaga na, mayroon din kayong calling. So, we will help you also. You can just, you can also visit to our convent, no?
Yes.
And FB Harrison Street, Pasay City. No, nandoon din yung address namin sa Pauline's Vocation.
And they have houses around the Philippines.
Yes.
And even in Malaysia.
Yes.
But not yet in Indonesia.
There was a time but we closed again.
Okay. So, but don't worry, no? Kung nasa Indonesia ka at tinatawag ka ni Lord, gagawa niya yan ng paraan. Sister Daisy, nadukot mula
sa... Kasi nalang hintay namin.
Basta message sa Pauline.
This is the Daisy na wala nga sa simbahan ng araw na yun. Na-bingwit pa rin yun. Sister Daisy, anything you'd like to say to them?
For me, I just want to say, give yourself a chance for those who like.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I will invite you to our online adoration for vocation. Yes, we have every Thursday.
Online Eucharistic adoration.
Yes,
for vocations, when is that? How often?
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday.
So but, you've showed the chapel with the
we pray,
exposed Eucharist.
For 1 hour.
We pray.
Adoration.
Hindi ko alam ito. Okay. Gawin namin yan.
For this month of April, we don't have First Friday because it is the Holy Thursday. So we will have it on the third Thursday.
So every Thursday siya dapat.
Yeah. First, you just go to our first Pauline.
All right.
Ano, Pauline Vocation PH is there.
All right. And then okay, finally Sister Laura, with whom everything started in this show. Nagkagulo-gulo lahat dahil sa inyong dalawa ni Sister Pam na ayaw nang bumalik.
Busy pa this time.
Then busy si Sister Pam. So Sister, any final words from you? Message for everyone or whatever. Bahala ka.
For me, if you feel that God is calling you, do not be afraid. Just try.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. That's all.
Ang dami, ang lalim. Alright, thank you very much. So once again, Sister Daisy, Sister Jane, and Sister Laura has been here with us. Sana makaulit pa kami, ha? Uy, ayaw na mag-commit. Ang tahimik.
Kayo na lang. Maraming ano.
Gagawa natin na uuun sa iyo kaya nito. Para ako nilagtrabaho today. So thank you very much, sisters, for joining us. Okay. And once again, this is the podcast. We hope to you can follow us on Facebook. We are also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. And also leave us a rating and review because that helps us be found by more people. At ba't ba ako nag-i-English? No? At para po din makita ng mga tao yung mga testimony and feedback ninyo about our show. Nakakatuwa po yung mga sinasabi nyo about us. So thank you very much. So muli po ako si Pads Albert with Sister...
Sister Jane.
Sister Daisy.
Sister Laura.
And this is the Padscast powered by St. Paul's. And may God bless us all.
Happy Easter! Happy Easter.